solid, Gary, Lucy, Matt Francis, and Matt Bellamy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm classic Pat Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy.
I'm Matt Belknap.
Welcome to the podcast. Look at this turnout. This is neat.
Yeah.
I was gonna tell you guys, okay, it's probably going to be some privacy. If people peek in, you're going to want to say, yeah, yeah, come in and sit down, but just let them wander in. They want to be unseen, but there's people here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I seriously thought there would be no one, like we'd be just talking, like doing a regular show.
Do a regular
right.
show.
Yeah.
Just at a different seat configuration.
Yeah, I was all prepared for that. It'll just be like how we always do it with no one.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I hope you all are having fun. This is a classy event. This is a good thing. And I hope you didn't come to see Kevin Pollak, but I have a lot.
Was anyone coming in here thinking Kevin Pollak was here?
Wait a minute. No, sorry.
All right, good.
Ramsey's not here. But I'm the next best thing. Kevin Pollak hosted Million Dollar Money Drop and What Every American Should Know on History Channel.
Yeah.
And I wrote on those shows. Kevin Pollak, he went to high school in San Jose, California, as did I.
Okay.
San Jose, Pioneer High School.
I've seen the whole nine yards.
That's what I was going to say.
With
I've
Kevin
seen a few good men in Avalon. Mm-hmm. So it's just like him. It's just like him. And I do a Columbo. No, I don't.
Everyone does a Columbo, don't they?
A Columbo.
Isn't that the easiest impression to do?
Let's hear it, Pat.
Are you bothering me?
Are you bothering me?
Oh, no, I mix it up. Am I bothering you?
That's Columbo De Niro.
I like doing it that way better. Either you go up to ask someone a question, and then you, after they answer, they go, are you bothering me?
That's Kadumbo.
Kadumbo.
Kladumbo.
Call SNL.
Okay. I'm on it.
Oh, man. So much to get to today. We've got new business. We got old business.
Nothing says rock and roll like a button-down blue Oxford.
Yeah, what the hell? You guys,
if you don't believe me, you can ask James Taylor and Jim Croce's widow, if you don't believe me. they'll tell you.
Well, Gary's got a nice Steven Tyler scarf on, which I think was...
You want to tie it to the mic stand?
It's very slimming.
It's nice. I wore my Reigning Monarchs t-shirt.
Yeah, that is like a rock and roll shirt.
By far the coolest thing I've ever owned.
I'm not convinced that he doesn't have a band just so he could have shirts.
I think that is exactly what happened.
He's into it, yeah.
But and that's a good reason.
Well, that's our show.
I'm giddy. I'm giddy by the turnout. I'm happy to be here. The things that are in the air, it's just it's good vibes. Not a lot of air
it's
conditioning.
Good vibes. We got some surprises tonight.
Yeah, but good vibes.
So I want to start out with our first song. This song has been burning up the charts this week because of a show called Breaking Bad. So, Matt, let's play a little of this for everybody. Crank that up. Guy in the back.
Guess I got what I deserve. Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time without a word. Didn't know you
think
that I'd forget.
Fade it down.
It just realized I thought how incredibly awkward it is to play long clips of music in front of 50 people.
Yeah.
I
didn't think about that.
I didn't realize this.
We're going to do that for 90
minutes. We're going to do that for, somewhere between 5 and 6 minutes. We're going to do that.
18 and 20 times. So that was on the last Breaking Bad?
That was on the last Breaking Bad.
Gary's not caught up. Gary, since I last saw you, you started watching Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so we're into the fifth season.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've been...
How did you do that so fast?
Spoiler alert, they play that song.
Yeah, the mainline.
I hope that doesn't ruin anything for you.
Yeah, just don't pay attention too closely to the lyrics.
To the lyrics,
they
right.
won't spoil anything.
Okay.
So, so we're going to play songs and then everyone's going to stare. And then we're gonna play another song with more staring.
And maybe it'll be a song you're interested in.
I guess I thought maybe people would get up and dance. That's what I thought would happen. I thought people would be so moved by some songs.
Well, do you want to talk about that song at all, other than saying it was on a TV show last week?
Well, I think it's like the number one most downloaded song of the week,
oh,
just
cool.
because of Breaking Bad.
Wow. And
so that was the reason I played that.
Great.
And
please run out and download that tonight.
That's a bad finger.
That is bad finger.
Breaking Blue. I mean,
Breaking Blue.
Baby Breaking Blue. And spoiler alert: two of the guys hung themselves. Years ago.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, did you know that? That. Wow. Badfinger. So it's not...
Way to bring it down.
Well,
Gary.
Okay.
Jeez.
Just so you know, the core members of that band are dead.
Yeah, so...
So hopefully, if you download that song, proceeds will go to their living relatives.
Yes. Breaking
All right.
You see, when people die, they usually have a will, and
right.
what happens is their belongings are passed along.
Unless they signed a bad deal back then with the
right.
record label, then
Good
they
point.
Might not get anything.
Oh, boy. That'd be really horrible.
Yeah, that'd be worse. So,
guys, don't buy the song. Just send money
yeah,
directly.
Just send money straight to their families.
That's what we're getting at.
Try go to Wikipedia and see if you can dig up an address on these folks. And send... that's what you get at Wikipedia, right? Addresses
yes,
to band members' homes?
Basically like the white pages.
All right.
Should we go to the phones or should we...
let's do something,
some,
Gary, for God's sake.
Explore some
Law...
Or should we
Please, pick
explore
it up.
Some Law & Order Copycat Division?
Oh, let's do that.
Okay, let's
fun.
Do... We do a segment called Law & Order Copycat Division.
Oh, God, that was
okay,
too loud.
Wow, that was way too loud.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
That was a little too loud. You guys okay?
These are songs that sound kind of familiar.
Yeah. These are some, and again, this is Law & Order Copycat Division. Much better.
Better, better.
Much better.
Okay. I found my zone on this thing.
So,
Pat, bring in the defendant for the first case. What do you got there?
Okay. Matt, you say that we play the new song first.
Yeah. I believe so, but this song is from 1989,
yeah,
so I'm confused,
well,
Pat.
Well, it's the newest song I have in my iTunes
okay.
library.
Yeah.
So let's listen to a little bit of a Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue.
We get it. That's enough.
No, because especially when you compare it, you have to
really?
Get
How
to
much
a little bit
wait,
more.
Can I cue it somewhere?
And people were just about to get up and dance.
Right.
So play a little bit more. Enough, Matt.
Yeah.
So now, this week, I was listening to a Thin Lizzy album from 1983, and I heard this. What do you think? Pause it. What do you think? What do you, guilty or innocent, folks?
Oh,
what
okay.
we're going to do is one by one, you're going to come up and you're going to write down here. You're going to just put a hash mark. And then when then I'm going to tally them. I'm going to take a break. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tally them up. And then I'm going to come back and give the verdict. And we're going to do three of these. No, I think that. What do you think, Gary? Guilty or innocent on that?
I don't think they're crafty enough to have like lifted it. I think it's accidental.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like it's a baseline. I mean, I know I was the one that brought in Fun versus Michael Jackson's
yeah.
The Way You Make Me Feel, I
right.
think. But I do feel like it's, when you're talking about like a drum beat or a bass mm-hmm. line, that's too, it's like, there are only so many things you can do there.
But then right in the middle of this this song by Thin Lizzy, they say, he's the one we all call Feel Good.
We should have played that part.
Why didn't we cue it there?
We that didn't was, get
why
to
didn't
that,
you
part.
Play that
okay,
part.
If you guys say innocent, we'll let,
right.
him,
no, I go
we'll let him get away with it.
The crowd is against, well, they're against Motley Crue,
against
as we all
right.
are.
All right, yeah, well, everyone's but. Against them.
All right, well, this is a case that...
Wait, is this a Law & Order Copycat Division?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, you have one too?
Yeah.
Well, then my... Oh, sorry.
I'm still gathering evidence. I still don't have quite enough pulled yet, but I'm just, you know, keeping these guys under surveillance. We're going to start with a song from 2013 from Phoenix. Just play that from the top.
Where are you? Okay. Totally.
Entertainment. Okay.
Wait a minute. That was music?
Yeah. Entertainment by Phoenix. Now, let's hear from 1983. Let's hear some David Bowie. Maybe coincidental. But now.
Let's go back to the first
let's
one.
Let's go back to the first one.
Maybe.
I think they both owe some Asians a little money.
I'm glad you brought that up, because here is, I think they both owe a lot stylistically to this song from 1973. Take it from 39 Seconds, Man.
Hong Kong Fury, number one super guy.
Hong Kong. Wait until it gets to be really offensive. Put down the human eye. Chicka chong, chicka chong, chicka 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 chong, chicka chong, chicka chong, chicka chong, chicka chong. If you missed those lyrics, they were ching chong chow, chicka chicka chong chow. And they showed that to kids.
Yeah, that was my favorite cartoon when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What time of the day did that show come on? 2:30?
2:30. An hour later, you want to watch it again.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Wikipedia. I want you to get the address of Scatman Crothers' family. Send them a check.
He's in heaven.
Yeah.
With Badfinger, with Pete Ham.
So before we get into our real topic, I think Gary and I both have some more business. A couple episodes back, we did something called Spoken Word,
where
we took some spoken word pieces that were actually in songs or maybe were a prelude to the song. And this is one I cannot believe that I didn't play. This is from 1993, from Bat Outta Hell 2, big seller. This is a gentleman called Jim Steinman, who writes the songs for the fat guy who sings. And this is a little spoken word thing called Wasted Youth.
I remember everything!
I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. I was barely 17, and I once killed a boy with a Fender guitar. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it had a heart of chrome and a voice like a horny angel. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it wasn't at all easy.
Now, this goes on for 2 minutes. I've treated you to about 30 seconds of it. That's pretty bad.
Man. Always room for meatloaf.
Has a voice like a horny angel.
Yeah, but didn't you play another Jim Steinman?
I did.
From
I
the
played,
first Bat Out of
yeah,
Hell.
I played.
So this isn't not. You didn't have to play this. You already covered.
They're all bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Did we really need to go back?
There,
to that?
I have another one that I could play.
All right,
called
let's hear it.
Nocturnal Emissions, or something like that.
Sounds great. Oh,
Nocturnal Pleasure.
All right.
I have a spoken word makeup, but I'm going to save it for the lead-in for the topic today.
Oh, you got a spoken word for the lead-in?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
love it.
So all right. What do you got? You got phone calls?
It's very funky. Got some phone calls here. 330-81-ROCKS is the number to call. Call right now and leave a message if you want to.
Feels like this is our first show ever.
Yeah. It really does.
Segments that don't segue into each other nicely.
We do some new business at the top, then we get into the matter at hand.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you've ever heard the show through your head.
All right.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, cool.
Good. Well, put a smile on your face. we're in front of you live.
Don't look
at
them.
You're getting a peek
stare
behind
at your screen.
You know,
like
I actually think this live show would be better right now if we just put a curtain up in front of us. So
I think so.
We are really ruining the illusion.
I know, we're ruining the illusion. Okay, what do you got, Gary? You got phone calls?
Phone calls.
Bum, bum.
Hey guys, this is Mitch in Chicago, and I had an idea for what to do when your rock solidopedia letters run out. You could have a recurring theme where you take 1 year in rock and dissect it, and that way you might never ever run out of ideas. Also, I'd like you guys to weigh in on the new Nine Inch Nails single, Everything. It's been a little bit polarizing among Nine Inch Nails fans. I wonder what you three guys think about it. Keep up the good work. I look forward to listening to more Rock Solid forever. Bye.
Oh. Let's hear a little bit of Everything from Nine Inch Nails. Let's hear what. It goes like this for a second.
That's right in the middle of the song it does
yeah.
this?
I am home. It's kind of kinder, gentler.
I believe.
Mitch, I'm glad you called and I'm glad you asked.
I
like it very much. I don't see what the problem is with the other Nine Inch Nails fans.
I like that a lot, too, because the first part is like I'm killing someone.
Yes.
And then I'm just mopping up the blood. Just cleaning up the area, just having a fun time at the house.
How say you, great audience, yay or nay, Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah. I like it. Yay.
There you have it.
Now say you, Kyle, number one Nine Inch Nails fan. He gives it a thumbs up. It's a thumbs up.
Perfect. Kyle's here, everybody. Can you feel his strength? Kyle.
Kyle.
Veteran of many shows. Pat's nephew.
I drag him along. He gets us coffee.
Excellent.
I don't see any coffee. Oh, wait, you got some.
Oh, you got a...
I had to get it myself. Beep.
Hey, guys. This is Ray in Ohio, and my idea for an episode is called Second Verse Better Than the First, and it's cover songs that you think are better than the original. My example for me would be Dr. Dog's cover of Architecture in Helsinki's Heart Erases, which I realize sounds like a bunch of gibberish, but it all comes out in the wash. Love the show, and thanks for doing it. Bye.
I'm sure that's what we all had at the tip of our minds when he brought up
even
the topic.
Finished the sentence, I thought, you know what? Boom.
But Ray asked for it, so here we go. First little Architecture in Helsinki, Heart Erases. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. It's going to be hard to beat.
I struggle to acknowledge the not in the laces. Heart Erases. And we go back to where we moved out to the places. Heart Erases.
Kind of reminds me of the heyday of... Total Coelho, Hazy Fantasy, that anybody? 80s? Something?
Nope. Okay. Nope.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now it's give us that Dr. Dog, Heart Erases.
To acknowledge the knots in our laces, Heart Erases. And we go back to where we moved out to the places, Heart Erases.
All right. Time to decide. I got to give the edge to the dog, right?
Yeah.
It's all about the dog. Yeah.
Wait, there's not another version of that that we could compare it with?
Sure, we could compare it to.
Seems like there would be lots.
Can you think of any off the top of your head? Today.
Oh, wait, there is a third version. You guys ready for it? I got to go with that one.
Love it.
Today, I heard the original version of. Reason to Believe, Tim Harden, that Rod Stewart made popular.
Yeah.
I think I got to give the nod to Rod. I think he did it better. Anybody? Yeah. Anybody off the top of your head have a one? That...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, where the cover version out was?
Yeah, that's what he's been talking about.
No,
for
no,
five
I
minutes.
Know, but I don't know the song.
All right, never mind.
You're just pushing buttons. You're not even listening.
Yeah. Well, why don't you answer him? He's looking right at me, but you could answer if you know the song.
Trying to look through you.
This configuration doesn't work at all.
I
like Reason to Believe by Rod better.
Oh, other cover. Oh, I see what
you're
saying. I thought you meant that
about.
Particular one. I was like, I don't know.
I just like saying give Rod the nod. I just like saying that. What do you got?
Well, every cover of Umbrella is better than the Rihanna one. And that's not even a slam on Rihanna, but like there was like so many people covered it, and that's it really sounded good with like the acoustic guitar and everything.
Yeah, Plain White Tees, that was good. All right.
Mandy Moore did one, which I liked.
Nice. All right. Boop.
Oh, wait, I'm not ready.
Oh, sorry.
Beep. Hey, guys. This is Chaz from Indianapolis. I'm just calling to say that we could use a lot more post-family correspondent, people. Thank you very much.
I don't know, man. Paul Stanley, is anybody into it? Would everybody like to have a visit from Paul Stanley?
What did that guy say?
He said,
he wanted you to do an impression that he just did better than you've ever done.
I'm not a dog that you just throw a ball to and I do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yay.
There, that's enough.
Totally.
Bunch of bullshit.
You're going to have to come to Never Not Funny Live tomorrow at 6 p.m. in this very room
to
hear more of that, right?
Right.
But Paul, have you been having fun in Santa Monica?
Oh, Santa Monica has been great. Went down to the pier.
Did you play some skee ball?
I put my feet in the sand.
Did you get a snow cone?
I want a stuffed animal. Squiddly diddly. That must have been there from the 70s.
All right.
So stupid.
Is there any more new business?
I don't have any more new business except announcing the topic for tonight.
Oh, cool. But, well, let's just get into this this tune from the Manhattans. Okay. Okay. Play that here, and that'll...
And if you can't find it, play Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
I got it.
People love it.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away,
oh my God,
don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today.
So this is a guy. He's breaking up. he's breaking up with the his mistress.
Yeah.
And he calls her in for one last bang.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah, that's what
I
it was.
Did not get
right.
That.
Yeah.
Great. And
don't look back. Don't look back when once.
That's a black gentleman.
No, that was actually Jim Steinman.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right. But, he might be fucking a guitar.
Todd, that's the topic today. Goodbye songs, because on a bittersweet note, big announcement at the show here. This is going to be my last rock
solid. This is Gary's last rock solid record of this.
I know, yeah. I know.
Yep.
People are rending their garments like Elvis, George, like those things. Yeah, but, you know, I'll be back maybe from time to time for specials, but I have this, I'm going solo. I'm getting a spinoff. And I think, it's going to be just as successful as Joey was to Friends. It's going to be like that. And it's, but it's just something that it's burning inside of me, and I got to do it. And I don't think there is enough interest in the Gary Lucy business to support two podcasts. So I think, I think I got to do this one now and then pass the baton. But Rock Solid's going to go on.
Rock Solid will continue.
It'll be like when Roger Ebert fell ill and they had, or when Siskel died, I guess, and they started having subs come in.
Right.
We'll have some subs, and maybe we'll find a permanent host that way. But
it won't be better. It won't be worse. It'll just be different.
It'll just be different.
And better.
Yeah, and better. But my new show is going to be called The Ketchup, and there's going to be music, and there's going to be comedy. But it'll be a little bit different, but kind of the same. And I think you're really going to like it. So the first three episodes are going to drop the weekend of October 19th. And then, I think I'm going to try to do Mondays after that. So put that in your hopper and the ketchup. But in the meanwhile, let's have a few goodbye songs for this week. And just, it's not, maybe it's see you later songs or something like that. Not
Yeah.
So that was mine. That was the Manhattans. That was... Yeah, that's a great album. That was my mom had that, and it's like five guys stuffed into a manhole cover. If you see that.
Yeah, the album cover is amazing.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Pat, what is your first goodbye?
Well, first of all, I was going to say on that sad note, Matt.
Yeah, I am also going to be leaving the show. Sorry, and I'm not joking. I know it seems like this would be a joke after what he just said.
Oh, wow.
And Gary doesn't know this. But,
I did not know that.
But
no,
to be
Gary
fair, I didn't
this.
Know why you were leaving either. So this is all, there's all a lot of surprises.
Because a little behind the scenes info, Gary mocked up Rock Solid t-shirts for 3 days in a row and kept sending them to us. And then on the fourth day, the email was, I'm done.
He tried to butter us up with t-shirts.
I have other projects and I'm done. But here's these t-shirts.
Yeah, so I don't even have as good an excuse as Gary, unless you consider your children a good excuse.
But, I don't.
Yeah, sorry.
Boo!
But yeah,
Someone said boo!
I am not here to defend my lifestyle choices.
Matt produces 1,000 podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very busy. Pat works, and so weekends are the only time to really record this show. And
that pulls him away from family.
Yeah. So, but I'll be back too. I'm sure we'll do some occasional stuff. There might be some specials.
And Matt will be for a couple more episodes for transitional episodes, and then we'll move in with a whole new thing.
It's going to be awesome, guys. Don't stop listening.
Yeah. So that's our show.
So this is going to be really a bummer, but let's hear some...
I was hoping, Gary, that your other projects were going to be I didn't know it was going to be a competing podcast. I was hoping maybe you were like lowering a new engine into a 57 Chevy.
No.
Getting your GED.
Yeah,
maybe like, painting. Dream, huh? That's what I thought it was going to be.
Like, you guys probably don't really understand, but Gary literally did not tell us why he was leaving just now. So, right. It's like
no, I did.
You vaguely mentioned a project.
Oh. You said other that projects meant, that were taking up.
I have other things too, but I just think just like
it all sounded very.
It'll make sense
up.
When you hear it.
All right. Oh, well, man. Now I'm excited to hear the show.
No,
I'm not.
I thought you were just trying to let us down easy.
Excited to hear it at all. I wanted him to be a painter or something. I'm making homemade kites. Anything.
Well, guys, I actually thought you also... Do you want to plug the thing you did with Nerdist? Is that okay to talk about?
Oh, yeah. There's that's going to be coming out, and now it might not be until...
Oh, my God.
Pat, come back. I'll mention that later, but
it's not a podcast.
It's a web series called Kids Court with Andy Kindler as a judge hearing cases from real cases, real kids, with a real puppet bailiff, and Andy Kindler... bringing down comedic justice on the kids. It's going to be great. We got a three episodes going to drop in November, I believe, on Nerdist. So check your local computer on their channel. And but yeah, more on that. Well, I'll probably talk about it on the catch up.
Well,
no, I won't. I won't actually. I won't because it's anyway.
Since we're all throwing our projects out there, I just want people to know I'll be doing this.
Yeah.
And before we play some goodbye songs, a guy named Dirty iPod came along.
What?
Tonight.
Oh no!
Oh no!
And he wants to say some words to you guys.
Oh great!
Hello, Gary. I am very sad to see you and Matt leave the show. Will you both be starting a new podcast called Regional Hits for Fucking Pussies?
It's not actually the title, but...
Did you consider that as a title?
Yeah. Regional Hits for Fucking Pussies. All right, let's play some songs.
That's it? That's all he had to say?
No, he could say more stuff. Want him to say more stuff?
I didn't know. It seemed abrupt. Okay. It seemed... Oh, what's that?
Gary...
Yes.
I wanted to know if Kiss My Big Hard Cock is a song by the Decemberists.
Is Kiss My Big Hard Cock a song by the Decemberists?
It's a B-side on
All right.
Down by the Water 12-inch, yes. A lot of bazooki on it.
You want to hear some more?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Dirty iPod, this is shocking. Just wait for it.
What is Dirty iPod's play in music? What is that?
One question before you leave. What's the difference between jelly and jam?
I don't know.
What is it? I don't know. What is it?
Have you ever tried to jelly a cock up your ass?
Fair point.
Dirty iPod, everybody.
Dirty iPod.
That hurts.
You can meet him, get your picture taken with him after the show.
Show is off the rails.
All right, let's play. Since you guys are leaving, I'm going to play a goodbye song for you guys first. This is from my band, Cheap Trick. I'm not in the band, but they're my band.
Yeah.
This is called Say Goodbye.
Oh, nice.
How does it feel to be better?
Ooh, I like that.
Love it.
It's like nice magic.
Yeah.
Say goodbye from their self-titled '97 album.
Who doesn't like Cheap Trick? They're fantastic.
Who doesn't like them?
Do you actually want to ask the audience who doesn't like them?
I really don't want to know, actually.
I also have a song called Say Goodbye, and this is by Papas Fritas. It's what you might call
by
it.
Who?
Papas Fritas, like Spanish for French fries, Papas Fritas. Or it's also it could be like a homonym for Pop Has Freed Us.
Yeah, I think you've actually played them before.
I sure have.
Of course, Pat doesn't remember that.
It doesn't.
One of the reasons Gary's leaving. And it's you don't listen to him.
And it's, yeah, they were a power trio from Amherst.
What?
In the 90s. Oh, just play it. It's also called
play
Say
it.
Goodbye. Bells at all? Did that come back to you at all? We've heard them before.
I think I remember that song.
Sure, Pat.
Okay. I'm trying not to do what I usually do when we record and there aren't people around.
Which is what?
Which is air drum and all that and all that kind of
what
stuff.
What do you mean? This is the place you should be doing that.
All right. Well, this is a song called Goodbye, and this is from a Kiss solo album.
Really?
Yeah.
Ace Frehley's?
No.
Oh, Peter Criss's.
Nope.
It's got to be Gene Simmons.
Uh-uh.
Well, who could it be?
Paul Stanley!
Oh.
Well, now I know when my work is through.
This is terrible.
I'm gonna be with you. So goodbye.
Minutes to fill.
I thought it would get less awkward every time we play a song. It's just getting worse. They're staring at us.
We're eventually going to hit on some song, and these people are going to fucking throw their chairs and go nuts. Right?
Should we, like, is there something they can do when they hear the song just so that's not dead silent? Because that's like, just like cheer if you like it or boo if you don't like it, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Is that a good idea?
Let's not have the booing.
Let's have the.
I think that would be fun.
There's some head nodding.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. I'll tell you what. Okay. I agree. A cheer or a boo. Maybe it's late. It's late night. If it's too late, you're
always
too old.
Always a slow show on the
tell you that
Friday
right
late
now.
Show. It's fine. It's fine. We're just friends listening to records. That's all.
All right.
Listen at home.
Just friends listening to records. This is like when I was a teenager, and my buddies Jim and John would sleep overnight, and we would experiment. No, that's not true. We would listen to WFBG AM, the all-night animal, Steve Kelsey.
Nice.
So let's pretend that we're sleeping in my room, all of us. So get the clothes off. And is that what we're doing? Nope.
Okay. And then...
You're all alone.
And well, then I show up and say, hey, guys, guess what I brought? My Carpenters album.
Yeah.
Now, Carpenters is synonymous not with, rocking out too much, but listen to this damn good guitar solo on this. Goodbye to Love.
Okay.
Matt?
Here we go.
It's not the easy way, I guess I've always...
Shit, it's going to be nasty.
It's working. It's working.
Goodbye to Love.
I don't know. Is that Jimmy Pardo? Oh, are you... It's a slow clap. I love it.
Now I'm going to have to turn it up to hear this guitar solo. We got a lighter.
Yeah.
That's against code, sir. That's against code.
Something I could live for.
Here it comes. Get ready for your face to build up.
All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my own friend. From the day
that is filthy.
Yngwie Malmsteen. A lot of people don't know that. Who's All playing right. guitar? Do we know who's playing guitar on that?
I don't know. Probably somebody from the Wrecking Crew. Probably... Danny Korchmar, maybe? I don't know.
I will tell you, that song was on my list, and then I...
Really?
Then I got rid of it.
Thought better of it.
Well, I drug it into the trash and emptied the trash. No, it was on my list, though. Yeah. But now this... I got to tell you, if this song doesn't get people their feet...
Yeah.
Agreed.
And shuffling around in this room...
This was the first song I thought of.
This is the first one you thought of.
I was like... And if Pat doesn't play this...
Then you said, if he doesn't play, I'm not producing this anymore.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm going to quit.
Yeah, this is one of the songs squarely in the middle of the Venn diagram where everybody loves this. It's a lot of overlap on this one. Everybody loves.
I hope
you guys are going to get up. If you don't get up.
You got to get up.
Here it is.
Those times I was waiting, but you'll see.
What happened? No one's getting up.
No one's getting up. Almost up.
It's almost. Wait a minute. Is that John McEnroe dancing in the back?
You know you never got my ability.
Right.
And I guess I never understand.
You.
It's such a pity to say goodbye to you.
Patty Spice did that little shuffle.
Goodbye to you. Could I have loved someone?
Is that Jimmy? You still in here? Was that one of your? Was she one of your beat-off videos? Was that one of your beat-off videos?
Confirmed.
What did he say?
Confirmed.
Also, I want to say something. Matt told me he wasn't going to produce anymore after we had played tennis.
Yes, that's true.
He beat me playing tennis in a grueling match.
It was grueling.
How many games?
It was a pro set, but we went 10-8. We went extra.
We went 10-8.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he goes, hey, man, because he's already fucked me, so now he's going to stab me. He goes, hey, I want to talk about Rock Solid. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be... I can't produce anymore. Mm. And what did I say to you as soon as you said that?
You said, everyone's going to think I'm an asshole.
Yeah. Are you guys both leaving at the same time? I'm done.
Oh, what went down over there with Pat? Mm.
But my rationale was, if Gary left and then I left a month later, that's even worse. Then it's like, what's next? There's just going to be a show with no people on
it. It's all bad.
No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great.
This is a train wreck.
Can you say...
Why do we think this was a good idea, by the way? Doing our last episode live.
I don't know. I know.
Like, we get the call on... What was that, it'll Wednesday?
It's going to be very much like when B.J. Honeycutt came and replaced Wayne Rogers, who everyone hated.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. They loved B.J. much more.
Then Trapper John M.D., that got this.
Yeah, so...
All right.
So we have more songs because people love songs.
They love to hear some songs.
The songs are not killing the momentum of the show at all.
We like music live when it's performed by people.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kiss. What if, like, if we did have a live act, we wouldn't be doing this. We'd just be listening to them.
Okay, let's hear some Jellyfish.
And
then I'll play
some.
Listen to the recitation here.
There you go.
What's it called?
It's called Bye Bye Bye.
The wedding cake, all but fades into a memory thrown in Cupid's face. Love's just frosting anyway. They both think back to long ago when thoughts of them both growing old had given them the gray hair they deserve. Singing bye 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 bye.
Production on there, you got some accordion, tuba. Yes,
got some fans.
That's a fan right there. It's just it's so good. Why don't they get back together?
I don't know. I kind of like this version better.
I'm doing this tonight.
There we go.
Bye bye bye. You're fired. Aww. You're fired.
Boo.
Guys, Spotify doesn't work as well as iTunes. That's the lesson there. Okay, go.
Well, my next song is actually a Beatles song, but I want to play some fucking bullshit instead. So let's pop down to just some of the worst heavy metal that you're going to hear. Just play the intro to this song by Great White. Thank you.
Hey, baby! This is the big goodbye!
Oh, you don't even want to hear the music?
That's all I want.
Okay.
That's all I want. I want that crazy...
Hey, baby! No more lies!
I think right now, about now, our crowd is envying that big white crowd.
I know.
Great white crowd.
Okay, now...
Get that lighter back out,
you know
sir.
What? You better quick cleanse the palate with this song before it. Cleanse the palate.
Are these guys popular?
Yeah, this is a little combo called The Beatles.
great is that new McCartney song?
That's good.
So good. It's featured prominently in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Or
yes, it is.
Two.
Yeah.
Cloudy 2.
Yeah,
cool.
Cloudy 2. Yeah, that's right.
We'll be See talking about that tomorrow on Comedy Film Nerds.
Okay.
We're not on there. I'm just kidding. Now that I'm on here, I'm trying to get on every podcast I can possibly get on. Yeah. When Graham called me this week and said, hey, we had a fallout. You want to do 11 at night on a Friday? I said, you got anything later? He said no. I said, we're there.
Excellent.
Nice.
You're up, Gary.
You know, this show's great. I'm very proud of everything we accomplished here. Made a lot of nice friends. So that was kind of the rationale behind this next tune. It's the Go-Betweens with Bye Bye Pride.
He dreams resistance. They talk commitment. Things change over long distance. Took the shirt off his back, the ice from his head, and left him for dead. But I didn't know someone really so lonesome. Didn't know a heart would be tied up and held for ransom. He'll take his shoes and go outside, stride over the stride. Walk to that tide, 'cause the door is open wide.
To me, the go-between seemed like somebody like if maybe your niece likes the Mumford and Sons or something, you could say, hey, why don't you try this? And it wouldn't be too much of a stretch, right? Or is it over? Did they have, I mean...
Yeah,
it's too late.
I don't know.
It's all too late for all of this.
Do they have Jason Sudeikis in their video?
No.
Then that's a no-go then.
Probably not. Probably not going to happen.
All right.
Pat.
Are you asleep, Pat?
just thinking about all the good times.
There's a lot of good times. We did. We lived. A lot of nice, nice friends.
Good times.
What are you going to play this one? Because this is probably the band. I think this might even be more than Cheap Trick.
No, I'm playing the one before that. I'm playing the song by the lead singer of Bread.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, nice.
There we go. That's what I want in a live show. Someone to just go, wow. I'm going to try to sneak out.
You're all the way over there, sir. The door's on the opposite
door's over there.
Never make Let's it. See you,
you
try.
You gotta do it. Okay, go ahead. Hit this. This is David Gates. We know him.
All your life you've waited for love to come and stay. And now that I have found
I swear to God, I'll come out and slow dance with someone.
Slip away.
Fucking coming out. You're gonna
do it. Yes. Front row dancer.
Yeah.
But darling, you must trust them just once more.
I've ever had.
Let me just text that to Pilar, and then we're all set. You can get a room here, Pat.
What's that?
You can get a room here.
I can get a room here. Yeah. That's right.
The thing about David Gates, that isn't even his wimpiest song by a long
by a long shot. Might be the wimpiest album cover, though. He's got what kind of a hat is he wearing there?
It's like a beige
album
fedora.
Cover, unless you're Slash.
He kind of looks like...
Look at that. Can you turn that around and show the people?
Yeah.
This is pretty bad.
He looks like
Hi, Hasselhoff.
He's kind of the host of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Got that?
Yeah, it's like that meets Michael Landon, Highway to Heaven or something.
But the worst has got to be that diary song where he finds the girl's diary beneath the tree and Yeah, and she's got a boyfriend. How nice for her. Well, I hope she'll be happier. not like I'm going to kill a bitch. No.
Nope. Not Gates with his hat. He's going to get blood on his hat.
Now, people of a certain age, like Pat and myself. Matt, this is too old for you, but Pat, you were a big fan of Emergency, probably, Randolph Mantooth.
Oh, are you kidding me? Kevin Tai?
Yeah, Kevin Tai. So you probably had a little something for that Nurse Dixie McCall.
Sure.
There. the great Julie London, one of the great torch singers of all time.
Hold on a second. Jimmy, was Julie London one of your Spank Bank? Okay.
Tons of great albums. Here's from her Cole Porter collection. This is kind of like mumblecore, like slow emo or something. It's really...
Stop trying to sell the kids on your old-ass music!
There's no love song finer but how strange the change.
If you like this, tune in to Ketchup.
To minor every time we say
actually got out of the seat.
That's how emergency started.
Just plugging his phone in. Okay,
okay, that's fine. That's fine. Julie London.
Slow fade out for Julie London.
Julie London.
Still there. There it goes.
Pop quiz, which song by the Tubes mentions Randolph Mantooth? Anybody?
I know one of them, so I'm going to guess...
I'm going to say Talk to You Later?
No.
Or She's a Beauty?
Oh, the Tubes. Never mind.
Anybody know?
Nope. Which one is it?
What do you want from life? You know that song?
No.
Baby's arm holding an apple. Thank you. Give him a round of applause.
Pat, I think you found your new co-host. Come on up. Gary, get the fuck out of here.
What's your name, sir? Let me see if it rolls off my tongue. Say it. Chris Cage. I'm Classic Pat Francis, and this is...
Near, 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 near.
Not doing anything for me.
Chris Cade.
Chris Cade.
She don't lie. She
would you
don't
change
lie,
it? Would you mind changing lie. It to Kincaid? I kind of like a double syllable. All right. Oh, okay. Guys, easy.
Chris Kincaid.
So you said you think this next band is a band that I play almost as much as Cheap Trick.
I feel like you've played them more than any other band. I don't know.
Well, you know why? Because they fucking rock.
Honey, is there any place that you would like to be?
Maybe not the best cue when you say, they rock, and then right, you just well, boom, right into like, come on.
I actually wasn't even done talking.
Thank you, sir. I thought, oh, I'm sorry, but okay. I thought, if you're going to say, they rock.
Okay, let's try it
hear.
Over. Let's try it.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to go back to where, so they rock, and then I'm going to finish, and then you can play.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because they rock. Matt, could you please play the song?
Honey, is there any place that you would like to eat? I know a coffee shop down on 52nd Street. And I don't need no fancy food, and I don't need no fancy wine. And the show don't need the tears you cry.
Don't cry in my wine.
Till the next time we say goodbye.
This is a very underrated Stone song.
Till the next time
thanks.
We say goodbye.
Almost.
Till the next time we say goodbye.
He says it six more times.
I've been thinking of you.
So I just want you to know, one of you guys I will be thinking of.
Now, I've never owned It's Only Rock and Roll. That's from It's Only Rock and Roll?
Yeah, that's a Mick Taylor album. I love that album.
That's one I've never had. Is what was on there? It's Only Rock and Roll?
There's Only Rock and Roll. They do a version of Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's got fancy food and fancy wine, and it's pretty good.
All right. Well, it's
pretty great. That's how I review it. It's pretty great.
Pretty great. Let's pick up the pace here a little bit.
Yes.
Check a little adrenaline here.
We
guys,
the time.
We're
going to
do a live episode.
It?
What should the theme be? I don't know. Sad.
I don't know. Those sad songs, fucking songs. Awful songs. Let's play awful songs.
Here's a little something from the Mr. T Experience. So long, suckers.
Yeah.
like that, kids? There you go. That's it.
I have never heard of the Mr. T Experience, so as he was ramping as he was ramping this up, I thought it was going to be like some album from the 80s that they made for like kids with Mr. T singing, you know, like eat your vegetables and all that.
Mother,
the food,
don't
take a vitamin. And so that was pretty good. I like that.
You know who got a kick out of that? One of the true stars of podcasting, Jordan Morris in the crowd.
Yay!
Be sure to see, check out him.
Jordan, when's your show tomorrow? What time? Sunday at 2, even better.
Jordan, Jesse, go.
Yeah, it's the best.
That always sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon to me.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys were trying for? Jordan, Jesse, go.
Yeah, there's a lot of moralizing.
All right, we got songs to play.
What you got, Pat?
Well, what do I got? Oh, man, I look at my list now, and I'm just
real quick, how many more do you have, Gary?
2.
Pat?
17. But I can cut it down to 11.
You seriously have 7 left.
No, I have 5.
No, 6.
Let's listen to this. This is the only guest to ever cancel doing the podcast. She was supposed to be on Sunday at noon, and I got an email from her person at 2 in the morning, Saturday overlap to Sunday. So I didn't even know she wasn't coming in until I got to the studio and looked at my email. Hey, Lisa Loeb, thanks a lot. This is Lisa Loeb and Dweezil Zappa.
You're still a fan, though. You're still a fan.
I am still a fan, and I continue to still try to get her on the show, because once she's confirmed, gonna cancel her. So, no, I'm not gonna do that. I do want to have her on the show.
Yeah, but, they really called her bluff on that. I thought she was gonna race on over.
I know.
Oh, well, live and
she
learn.
She did not. Couldn't find. I can't drive, because I can't find my glasses, so I can't be there.
She pulled a Thelma. She lost her glasses.
This is Lisa Loeb with help from Dweezil Zappa covering Ozzy Osbourne's Goodbye to Romance.
Yes.
Now keep the boots on. Keep the boots on. Actually, put the glasses back on. I don't like wearing glasses. Put your reading glasses on. It makes my cock look bigger. Dirty. Are you texting someone? What are you doing? What are you doing on the
I was looking. I thought she had another goodbye song, but I think maybe I was just thinking.
That sounds really good. What album is that on?
That's just an iTunes only single.
iTunes exclusive.
She also covers Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Oh, that's cool. I have that REO Speedwagon cover she does. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good too.
Can I tell my Lisa Loeb story real quick?
Sure.
I was so looking forward to her being on the show, but in lieu of her not being here, I'll just tell you guys.
Okay.
So I'm talking to my, I have 4 little sisters, and the oldest one, Jamie, she's like in her early 30s. Beautiful girl. Successful girl. Just got out of law school. Just terrible choices with men. Can never like find the right guy. She's gorgeous. She looks like Christine Taylor, the Ben Stiller's wife.
Slower.
Looks exactly like that. So I'm on the phone with her. I'm at Whole Foods in Sherman Oaks, and this is like a few years ago when Lisa Loeb had that number one single song. Number one single show on
VH1
about how she can't find love, and you know my sister's like, if Lisa Loeb can't find it, Dad, how am I gonna find it? I'm like, it's a reality show, it's totally fake. You're such a catch and everything. Like, believe me, I mean, she could have dates all she wants. Turn the corner and like in the soup for one aisle, there's Lisa Loeb, like with like, you know, ponytail, sweatpants, and everything like that. Oh my God, she really is miserable and alone. So if that's any consolation for anybody.
How do you not go to her? I was just talking about how you're a loser and then like hand the phone. You should talk to my sister. She's like you.
I was, you know, giving her his privacy. Yeah. Nobody likes
that. You're too respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my biggest fault. Until this next song. All right. This is trying to get serious again and everything. I'm so happy everybody came out. I'm so flattered.
Yes, thanks for coming out.
And I know that, like, please give yourself a big hand.
Yeah.
And, like, I love the medium of podcasting. I feel like very connected to all you guys because all you guys love podcasting, and I just there's something very intimate about it and everything, and just like growing up as a fan of the radio and feeling like my special radio friends, and you know I wanted to meet them, and to an embarrassing degree, like what this is embarrassing. I went like I was a full grown adult, and I went to see. I woke up at 3:30 to go see Don Imus. Portland. I know, just because I listen to him all the time, I feel like I need to go because he's my friend and he'll be expecting me. So it means a lot. And I think we're all music fans, probably to some degree. And, you know, I had a pretty chaotic upbringing. And, you know, music was always like, you know, it's a good source of comfort. And one show in particular always like was kind of the highlight of the week for me that I could like an oasis of sanity and tranquility. And this song actually kind of gives me anxiety because this is what they played at the very end.
Oh, by all means, play it.
Yeah.
So you can work yourself into a tizzy.
So when you heard it, you knew you would have to go back to reality.
Yeah,
like,
I knew.
Back to your life.
Stupid reality was starting. But just go ahead and play it. I won't even say what.
All right.
Good night until we meet again.
Where are my Well Kids at? Any Lawrence Well Kids?
I'll be your angel man. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part,
you know you'll always remain in my heart.
Good night, sleep tight.
Come on.
Nice.
That's.
Now, before anyone starts to talk, I am watching the Lawrence Welk show on Netflix, and I'm not caught up yet. So please don't say anything.
Do yourself a favor. Put a season pass on that on KOCE. It is the weirdest damn show. It is just, and they'll play like cool things. All right, never mind. I'm through.
Sounded like it was from 1952, but that was 1978.
That was a 78 when they're really like, you know, they got like big, you know, lapels and long hair and everything, but they're still like square. It's just, it's great. And you like watch the people over the years. It's like, they're like my friends.
So like they kept the same dancers?
Well, that's funny.
I'm not done yet. That was a trick question. Told you I'm not caught up.
Bobby stayed the same, but his partners didn't stay the same. Mm-hmm. Draw your own conclusions. Anyway, sorry. All right. Pat, what do you got?
I played the Beatles and the Stones. Got to play the Kinks. This is a song called, from 1965, So Long.
So long, so long, now I'm on my way. So long, so long, see you all someday. Don't know where I'm heading for. Turn my back and walk away. Don't think about what's left behind. Otherwise, think about the good times. Think about the people you love. Think about the sun, but it's gone.
I think I actually wanted you to fade it down after so long.
Okay.
Were you waving at me?
I'm going to say yes.
I didn't see anything. I was zoning.
Have you already stopped producing this show?
Because
it kind of feels like it.
Yeah,
I was going to say the Kinks are a good place to go when you're at the record store and you have that feeling of, like, you don't want anything in particular and nothing looks good to you. Just like, you know, there's some Kinks that you don't own yet. Just go over
there. That's true. There's tons of Kinks albums that you've never heard before.
It's all worthwhile.
I know you really got me. Is there more? Shut up. I hate that person. Oh, okay. I know the one big song. I'm a dick.
People use music in different ways. It doesn't make him a dick if he just likes You Really Got Me.
Now, what's that?
What?
You Really Got Me? What is that?
That's that Van Halen song that then the Kinks covered.
Oh, yeah. Great guitar solo. Almost as good as that Carpenter song.
Gary.
Oh, man, that thing was...
Gary, I'll play one more, then I'll let you play one more.
Okay, and then...
And I want to first... I do want to thank you guys for coming out and showing us love with your silence. nothing beats it.
It's respect.
Seriously. The respect that you're giving us by not making any noise.
Yeah. They've been great.
No, this is fun. We didn't know how this would go. Sure, in my head, it was going to go better. But we have this. We have this moment that we'll never forget.
I would have headed for Z Hills. Minute 15. But these guys really hung.
And after the show, we're going to turn the mics on you. And we're going to get a little applause, a little laughter. And then Matt's going to edit that right into the episode. Right, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
I opened with Cheap Trick. I don't fucking care. I'm closing with Cheap Trick. Let's hear a little Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, just like Lawrence Wolf. Speaking of other great music podcasts, did you catch Cheap Trick?
We weren't. Don't speak about other music podcasts.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
You've already mentioned Ketchup.
October 19th, the Ketchup.
Just let these people know of two.
Those two, but...
This one...
But you should know about the Sound Opinions when Cheap Trick was on a couple weeks back. Did anybody hear that? That was really good. Was really good.
Who's clapping for that?
Jordan.
Jordan's up on it.
Yeah, it was good. Did you listen to that, Pat? You're a big fan.
I did, but what I did was, before I listened to it, I played our theme song, and then I introduced it out loud, and then I dropped it in right when the band started to talk, so I didn't hear any of the other host or any of the other banter, so I pretended like they were on this show.
Oh, nice.
It's acting!
Love is not like a cup of sugar, Pat. It doesn't run out. It's just, you know, you can like more than one thing. That was all for April Richardson. She had enough.
Yeah.
There's a go.
It's weird that you said that right when one of the people in our audience ran out. All right.
Gary and Matt, thank you for 100 and, I don't know, 17, 18 episodes.
Yeah. Gary, will this be 119? Are we going to play that one that we taped before Christy that didn't turn out?
Yeah, we're going to do that. One's going to air this week. We still have one more that we taped with Gary, and then this one will go up, and then we'll... Then we'll have, I think we have a show coming up that Jimmy Pardo is going to sit in with.
Yes.
To transition.
awesome.
And then we will move on the new format, which will be the same format, just with different people, eclectic people.
Why are you ramping down when he still has a song left? And then I also, don't I get to play a song?
Yeah, we have the...
Well, I know it's going to get everything out I wanted to say. And then you're going to leave. And then we can end...
You're going to leave in a huff.
We can end on music.
Okay, yeah.
That's cool. So that's how it's going to be.
Oh, man. Pat.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Destroy.
Pat just threw a bunch of... pamphlets at our audience.
Nice. Good energy. All right.
This is broke.
Yeah.
This deserves, I don't know, maybe the best song of the 90s, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Jeff Buckley, Last Goodbye. Let's hear it.
Love, this is our last embrace. Must I dream and always see your face? Why can't we overcome this war? Baby, maybe it's just because I didn't know you at all. Kiss me, please kiss me. Kiss me out of desire, babe, no consolation.
Oh, that just gets me every time. Yeah. Kiss me out of desire, not consolation.
Look, if you can get a consolation kiss, take it.
Matt, we have some special parting gifts for you. Consolation kisses.
Now, this is Jeff Buckley. Does he have anything new coming out?
No, he doesn't.
What?
Not at all.
He's with Badfinger now.
Nothing? He's with Badfinger?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's with half of Badfinger.
They're up there with Jimmy and Janice.
That song.
Rock in peace.
that song was on a Sony sampler disc that was playing on a loop at the movie theater I worked at when I was in college.
Oh,
so
no.
That just makes me think of sweeping up popcorn.
That's all that
does.
Oh,
so brutal.
That's a terrible. Do you remember any other tunes on that?
Oh, yeah. There were some weird ones. Jimmy and I have talked about a weird amount, actually, on Never Not Funny, because that's like my only reference point for like country music, because there were a few. There was Joe Diffie. Nice. Was on there.
Diffie.
Who's the other guy? Ty Herndon.
Sure.
He was on there. There was some weird R&B. When I hear it, I'm immediately like, oh, that song. But
Casey and JoJo or something like that?
No. I can't pull it right now. But yeah, some of it might have been good, but it was when you have to hear it, you know, 17 times a day. That's
Matt,
no good.
When you were the producer from day one, but when you started taking a more active role, I don't know, about show 20 or 30, I can't remember what it was, but it really, really gave it was a real hot beef injection to the the old program. It really really ramped it up. Would you agree it was a turning point?
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. I am, because Matt's like, look, I'm going to produce it, I'm not talking, I'm just going to sit here, and I'm going to just whatever. Yeah. And then slowly, because that's when he didn't have a mic, so he'd reach over and grab my mic and go, hey, popcorn Joe Diffie. And then and I said, look, if you're going to start telling stories about when you hear Tyne Herndon, you need to, it makes you think of restocking the Junior Mints, you got to get on mic.
Yeah.
And so then he got a mic, and then we started to have you organically. It just, you started to play a play out song.
And then I'd probably start talking a little too much, and you guys were like, Gary's like, I think I just need my own show. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then I got so used to it, I'm like, wow, I hope Matt never leaves. I mean, I don't want Gary to leave, but he leaves, but I still got Matt. Rock solid. My buddy, tennis partner. Let's do this.
By the way, we should mention that the next time we played after I told you I was leaving, you murdered me.
Yeah. Actually, he said, next time we play, you can just take it out on me on the tennis court. You fucking right.
And you did. Nice. You did. I actually, you won the first set 6-1. Then I was like, let's play another one.
Yeah.
And then won that set
6-3.
And then you won the third set 6-1.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't even there. Like it was crazy how bad I was.
Because I had to imagine like you weren't there because you're not going to be anymore.
Man, I love that you guys play tennis. It's like. It's like Alvy Singer and Tony Roberts and Annie Hall.
You know why we play tennis? No riffraff when you play tennis.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a little more sophisticated.
Except for that one day when the rapper Riffraff was there.
There was a lot of... I appreciate that joke. Yeah. Pat does not get it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
That last time we played, there was a 60-year-old shirtless 300-pound man on the court.
Well, yeah. I wear a bandana when I play tennis, and this guy had a bandana on, and I go, oh, I'm seeing the future, man. I'm not like... There was a lot of man boob. I don't take my shirt off unless I look like Matthew McConaughey, and I've never looked like that.
Yeah.
So my shirt is stapled to my skin.
Yeah.
So, Matt, in keeping with Rock Solid, thank you, Gary, for all these episodes.
Yeah, thank you, guys. This has been
such a
blast.
Thank you, guys, for coming out.
I really do love doing this. It's so much fun. It's so much fun for me to hear your guys' favorite songs.
Well, why don't you stop having sex, too? Because that's great. You know what I'm not going to do anymore? Pet a puppy and eat ice cream. I love those two things, but fuck it.
Because something, the end is not the end, you know? It's just, we'll always have our memories.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I like that. There are always, so there were some songs I'm surprised both of you, like, this happens every time.
Yeah.
I feel like there's songs, I can't believe you didn't play, there's an Avril Lavigne song.
It was in my list and then it got cut.
So that was a shocker. Gary, you missed a Sundays, a really good song by the Sundays that I don't have here.
The last 20 minutes we'll just name songs we didn't play.
Do you know that song? That song by the Sundays?
I believe I do.
Yeah, it's good. Michelle Branch, that seemed like something you would have played. Goodbye to You.
Oh.
Different. Anyway, so I don't know.
I'll be playing a lot of songs in the future that you'll never hear.
I'm going to keep listening. I'll keep listening.
Thanks.
I'm going to
You can listen while you're sitting next
to
me.
I'm going
to
put your show on in one ear, and I'm going to put Ketchup on in the other ear.
Oh, it's just like old times.
And just stand on a ledge. just teeter there.
And it, there's some good. There's a Best Coast song.
Oh, right.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that was on my short list.
Yeah. Tegan and Sara on the new Tegan and Sara album. That's a great one.
There's a thousand of them, Matt.
But those are all good ones. I'm not going to play any of them. I'm going to play...
There's Much Too Late for Goodbyes by Julian Lennon. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You skip that.
We know it.
Skip that. I'm going to play one that I think sort of emotionally captures how it feels to end this or to leave the show. Because I'm
not ending anything, so I'm not feeling emotional.
No quitter.
Anyway, I love this song. It's overplayed now, but when I first heard it.
Good riddance.
15 years ago or whatever. It's put a tear to my eye. So anyway, this is Andrea Bocelli and Sara Brightman.
Nice! Rock on!
It's time to say goodbye, guys. So thanks, thanks everybody. See you around.
Yay.
Chicken.